I think Northern Kentucky is affected because of its proximity to the interstates and the lines of distribution for these drugs. I think Northern Kentucky has all of the right things for these drugs to grow in usage. There is rural areas where the chemicals are frequently used that would manufacture methamphetamine. And it has an urban center where drugs are sold.
Sounds like it's almost the perfect storm.
It is the perfect storm.
Kentucky ranks number 3 in the nation for drug overdose deaths. What's being done to curb and eventually prevent these tragedies?
There are several things that are being done. One of the first was the group of people that gathered together for the heroin response task force and develop the plan. Without a plan, it was impossible for people to row together to move us forward. And so now everyone knows what it is we need to do. So we are getting naloxone, which is a drug overdose reversal drug, and it reverses only overdoses to opiates or opioids, so heroin and painkillers. So we're getting that out into the community because it frequently takes a longer time for an EMS or life squad to get to someone than they have.
It sounds like that's a measure that's taken after the problem is already occurring. Are we winning the battle against prescription and illicit drug abuse? It seems like we're almost at a stalemate.
I think we are absolutely winning the battle with prescriptions, with CASPER, the prescription reporting system.
Right.
We have definitely turned the corner on that and are seeing fewer prescriptions prescribed. The unintended consequence of that is that people turned to heroin because it's cheaper.
And it can make it more difficult for people who really do need pain relievers.
Absolutely.
To get them. What are some of the signs people should look for if they suspect a loved one has fallen into the trap of drug abuse, either prescription or illicit?
I think one of the things that you want to look for is irresponsibility or behavior change. Particularly with these drugs, you want to look for lethargy, increased sleeping. One of the things that if someone's trying to hide it, they wear long sleeves even during their hot summers because they're hiding their arms where they're shooting. Obviously, with these drugs, you want to look for things like weight loss because they're not as much interested in eating and doing anything other than being sort of lethargic.
You can find out how to get in touch with Interact for Health or get more information about the Kentucky Health Issues Poll on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Ann Barnum, thank you for the information.
Thank you, Matt.